Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey! WXLK HD. Rono. It's your thing in the
morning. So, would anyone care for a Friday? Yes!
I'll take a Friday.
Friday.
I'll take one.
In the house. Antoine, would you like two?
Ooh, do I get two Fridays?
No, there's only one. I'm sorry. You only get one. That is, you know, step up to the Friday, make it a double. That would be fantastic.
That would be great.
We need to start doing that. Double Fridays.
Back-to-back Fridays.
Yep. Though you got to work on Friday. So I don't know. I mean, really, you are getting double Fridays. It's Thursday followed by Friday.
That is right.
But there's logic.
Yeah, so we're on the actual Friday now. Best day of the week, and it's always the best Friday ever. Because it's the one that we have right now.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy it.
In the
exactly.
Enjoy the day.
Oh, I'm fire pitting this weekend.
You better.
I'm gonna.
It'll be nice weather.
Yeah. Should be good.
Spring.
Don't say it. Don't do it, Monica.
I heard.
Monica Brooks keeps trying to declare that she has heard things. We're leaving it all to the groundhog, man.
Okay.
Yeah, because every time we open
have
our mouths.
Have you ever ate a groundhog?
No,
have you eat a groundhog?
Wait a minute. What?
I wonder if they're good.
Now I want to start the Friday over.
No, and actually I want to get deeper into this. What does a groundhog taste
Has
like situation?
Has anyone ever had a groundhog?
I don't think so.
Think?
I'm going to guess it's kind of oily because they look sort of oily and gross. I'm going to say it's really oily, gamey, dark meat chicken. That's what I'd put a groundhog at. I mean, it is a giant rat.
Yeah.
So do you really want to eat a giant rat? I would definitely eat a flamingo before I ate a groundhog.
Yeah.
How did this conversation get here?
Monica, that's how it got here. How do you think? Antoine, you've been on the show for a whole week now. You should know this by
that's
now.
True.
What is happening?
This should not be a mystery. You should have better questions like, what does bald eagle taste like? These are the kinds of questions we ask around here.
Yeah.
And it's on a Friday, so who cares? We can ask whatever
that's
we want.
True.
Yeah. A groundhog, I think, is going to be one of the... I'm open to a lot of foods.
Mm-hmm.
And I would try it. But I would be very, very skeptical. So, good morning, all. If you've eaten a groundhog before, feel free to text in and let us know. 52353. It's got to be similar to squirrel.
Probably.
And I've had
otter.
Squirrel. Otter.
Yes.
So when's the last time you had an otter?
I haven't had it, but it probably tastes like vanilla because don't we get the vanilla from his butt or something? Remember that?
That's a beaver.
A beaver. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like beaver.
An otter lives in the water, so I imagine there's actually going to be a fishy quality to the otter.
Don't want that.
You know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have a charity dinner at the zoo. This is what this is.
Oh,
yeah. All right. You're going to eat every animal at the zoo.
All right.
What
sign me up.
Possibly go wrong with this?
I don't know.
We'll just say it's a fundraiser. That's all it is. It's a Friday, if you couldn't tell. Diamond of the day. Next, we're going to... How about we just sell your soul?
Yeah, you got to read the fine print.
Yep.
You really do.
If you don't read the fine print, next thing you know, somebody else owns
trouble.
Your soul. Diamond of the day next on your Friday thing.
Hey!
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
People, you need to read. Read the fine print. We talked about it.
I don't want to read.
You have to. Like, who reads the contracts? Like, when you sign up for Apple?
Never.
Nobody.
No one reads it.
Never done it.
Well, they're really pushing people to start reading the fine print because you may win money. We talked about the one lady that won the money, like $10,000, because she read the fine print.
I actually thought legitimately, Monica, you were going to start reading that story, and I was going to say,
we already did it.
We did this.
Well,
we
this
talked
goes
about
back. But this diamond is that we're bringing it back up because GameStation.
GameStation, okay.
Yeah, it's a British retailer.
Yeah.
They put in their fine print that they own your immortal soul.
Oh, no!
Yes.
My soul?
Your soul.
My immortal
soul.
And
they said they inserted a new clause into the license agreement, and the box is already checked. So if you don't uncheck it, they own your immortal soul.
And
the only way you can get out of it, I don't know.
What
if they want? It belongs to them. And they said, but if you, the only way to get out of the clause is if you don't believe you have a soul.
Okay.
Or if you've already given it to another party.
Okay.
But you
see, this is one of those things where and I know they're doing it as a joke, but those terms of service agreements, they are too long.
They are. No one reads them.
You could put anything in there. If iTunes said we own the rights to your firstborn child, none of us would know.
We wouldn't know.
Nope.
No, we have to take it to court. This is my baby.
And you have no option. It's either in or out.
Yes.
So you can't say yes to 7,000 things except my firstborn child. Please let me use iTunes. No, it's either you want to use iTunes or not. So that's why none of us ever bother reading it, because we think, well, I'm in, I guess.
Exactly. I need the song.
Uh-huh.
So. You don't have the patience.
No. Yeah. There needs to be a law. Tell you, we waste way too much time on stupid laws that mm-hmm. we don't even need. This one we need, where those terms of service things, they need bullet points. I need bullet points.
Yeah, because they can hit us with any kind of fee if they wanted to. I mean, thinking about Netflix, have you ever really read the agreement?
That's because Zach's using somebody else's login.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Well, yeah. So, but I haven't even read their agreement.
That is true.
So, but yeah.
But they could say we could bump you up to, you know, $2,000 a month if they wanted to.
All right,
we've
on
already
month
checked.
Nine.
Yeah.
And you have no idea. We have no idea. Monica, I didn't even read my own contract. How am I supposed to read all these things?
We are trusting that somebody else read it and would tell us.
This is not fair. We don't have to read anymore.
What have we signed up for?
They
own our souls?
Exactly. Mm. They do. Thank God I don't have one.
Oh, you're out. Yep. You're out of the club.
And Monica sold hers a long time ago. So, Antoine, you're in trouble. But everybody
I still
else.
Have mine.
No, well, not anymore. It belongs to GameStop or whoever it was.
Game Station.
Yeah. Game Station.
Or maybe it's GameStop if you sold to a different party.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, this is good. This is great, actually. See, I love our people, Antoine.
Yeah.
Because they're out there and they've gone through experiences that maybe we haven't gone through. And you can put things out there and say, hey, has anyone ever been through this?
Right.
Looking for advice. And you can put them out there and they can be stupid, weird. Anybody ever eaten a groundhog? I got like 4 people that have eaten groundhogs.
That's crazy.
That's fantastic. See, 52353. That's how you text in the show. You can always let us know what you got going on. You want to get your 4 Qs in early and go ahead and do that. Text 52353. And you know what? We'll do circus tickets for our favorite forker today. So go ahead, start texting now. It's for Sunday's Kazim Shrine Circus at the Salem Civic Center. It's going on all weekend long. Get your tickets for Sunday if you win that. Let's see. Thomas says it's all in the preparation, just like anything.
Well, I would hope so. I hope you're not eating it raw.
They should do, I would watch that as a cooking show, as someone who loves food and food nerd stuff, is they need to take a great chef and give them just horrible ingredients and have them turn it into something amazing.
Actually, that is a good idea.
Exactly.
That's a really good idea.
Like, here's your groundhog, a piece of horse turd, and something else. And just, what can you do with all that?
No. Now, that got a little dramatic there.
Right, that's for the extreme season finale. That's for the cliffhanger. Alonzo says it is greasy and chewy, told by a friend, wink, wink. And somebody else says it's delicious as long as they're not too big. So you need a nice, adorable baby groundhog.
Baby, a little groundy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what a baby groundhog's called?
Sure.
A groundy?
Groundling.
Something. Groundling.
Yeah, there we'll go with that one. We're knee-deep in March Madness now. You thought it was a rash that would go away, but it won't. It continues. Antoine got to experience the first day of his new career where he's home at noon and watching basketball.
I could just watch it. I could fall asleep, wake back up, watch it again. Love it.
You enjoyed it so far.
Yes, it was
great.
Are you
doing good in your bracket?
I'm doing fairly well.
Okay.
There were 16 games yesterday. I won 15. I got 15 correct.
There you go. That's good. I'm told you, it's the first day. It's as if the universe just puts it all together, and they just know. And the first day is fine, and then today is where it's all going to go haywire.
And the teams that I like played today, so.
Ooh, I know. That's tough. Liberty's going to win tonight, I'm telling you.
I picked them.
Yeah, Liberty Flames men's basketball. It's tonight. They're taking on, who cares? Doesn't matter, but you can listen. Sports Radio 610 AM, 101.1 FM in Roanoke. Lynchburg 100.1 FM. Pregame at 7. Their tip-off is at 7:30. I know UVA's tonight. Yep. Tech is tonight as well.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Bang Hacks on K92.
Someday, Monica. You'll help one person.
I will help.
Just one.
One.
We will find out if today is that day. Antoine and I will give our thang hacks first, and then we give Monica the floor. You get your whole segment all to yourself.
We give her space to keep our thang hacks away from hers.
Yes.
You're moving your hacks away.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
It's contagious.
Right, because, Antoine, it's like having a really nice house that is next door to a crack den.
Exactly.
Property value goes down.
Oh, no.
So Monica's
helps one person.
Crack den will be here in just a few minutes. And we'll see. What's yours about this week?
Food.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So, yeah, what we do on Friday, we try to come up with little things that we find, little hacks, little tricks, ways to save, little inventions, everything. Bring them to you on Friday. Antoine Terrell,
Yes.
What are you bringing to the table today?
All right. So earlier this week, we talked about the snooze button and alarms and things like that. And it's been on my heart.
Okay.
Since then.
Because the study said, don't snooze.
Do not snooze.
Bad for you. Shouldn't do it. Apple should get rid of the button off the phone even.
It's abusive to your body first thing in the morning.
But you are not a snoozer.
I am not a snoozer.
Okay.
So to help snoozers and people who sleep through their alarms, my thing hack is you take your phone and at night you put your phone in a glass, like a drinking glass.
Okay.
For two reasons. One, that amplifies the sound of the alarm, makes it significantly louder.
Okay, if that's something you need.
And you can't get to the snooze button as readily. You're going
to
wake up to try to get to that snooze button.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I'm going to classify your thing hack as potentially helpful, but potentially dangerous. Or Monica-y, as we call it around here.
No, it cannot. Monica-y.
Yes. And here's why.
What?
I get it in theory. But lots of us, myself included, do need a glass of water beside our bed every single night. And it only takes one confusing turn.
You need to drink your phone.
Drinking my phone or putting my phone in the water. I was more concerned about that.
Drinking your phone.
I don't think I would ever accidentally drink my phone.
If you have a Razor, who are those little phones or something? If you used to have an old school phone.
Who has a Motorola Razor
still?
I
don't know, Razor holders.
See, I do a water bottle on my nightstand.
Okay.
Not a glass.
All right.
In case I accidentally knocked it over.
Well, I love the environment, so I don't use water bottles at my house. Thank you very much. And I just choose, and I do knock it over all the time.
I got nothing.
So you're probably better off. Anyway, that is, in theory, helpful. Mine involves drinks also.
Okay.
And this could be helpful. Monica, this could be helpful for you.
Okay.
Because you are someone that enjoys lots of different beverages.
I do.
Right. You like multiple beverages.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that becomes a challenge because now you have multiple vessels with which to have all of these different beverages.
Be careful.
Well, say hello to H2 Joe. You see what they did there, which you like doing.
Yes.
You do silly puns all the time. You're pun-larious. It is... a drinking bottle, like one of those, you know, just water bottles you would carry around, and half of it, hot coffee, the other half, cold water, and you can drink both of them out of the same lid. You just got to switch between the two, but it's one vessel.
Right. I like that.
And yes. I will freely admit that this H2 Joe thing, I guess, is helpful if you want those two beverages, but it also has a tiny level of Monica-iness to it.
I know, I was
going to
say.
Yes.
It does.
Because you got to make sure you're drinking out the right hole.
Uh-huh.
Well, and it reminds me of the Nerds candy as a kid.
Oh, I thought you were going to insult all our smart listeners.
No.
It reminds
me
of those stupid nerds and their drinks.
Candy
Let's go
nerds,
get them.
Where there'd be one flavor on one side, another flavor on the other side, and
right.
sometimes the flavors would mix by accident.
Yeah. Yeah, but
that's
fun. Flavor is one thing, but if you expect a delicious, gigantic chug of cold water and you go to the hot coffee side by mistake, you are in serious trouble right there.
That's true.
Bad things could happen. Now, it's not nearly as Monica-iness as Antoine's. And nothing is as Monica-iness as Monica's.
I'm trying to help someone.
I have no idea. Monica says hers is food related, so we want to give space.
This is tie into the comfort food bracket.
Okay.
Yes, it could help someone.
It could help someone.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick up my thing hack and put it on the other side of the room.
Yep, that's what I'm doing too. We're carrying ours in the other direction. Monica Brooks' Friday thing hack is next.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
There's no maybe.
Just
I'm
not.
Helping at least one person today.
Yep. She gets her own platform for this, Antoine.
Her
we
state.
Have distanced our Thang Hacks. She gets her own music. So, it's goofier.
Helping you out.
Monica E.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Okay. So
check it out.
Monica Brooks has her Thang Hack to present to you. This is her helpful hint.
Uh-huh.
This is her tip. This is how to make your life better in some way.
Yes. Check it. All you need is a shot glass and a pocket.
A shot glass and a pocket.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
Think about going to the concerts or going out with your friends.
Okay, yes, the concerts.
The concerts. Uh-huh. And you have fries. We talk about comfort foods like fries
French
and stuff
fries.
Like that. Yeah, or maybe chicken tenders and stuff like that. Well, you have the dipping sauce, but your hands are full. What do? Take out your shot glass, put in some ketchup or barbecue, put that condiment in your pocket, and you have a pocket dipper.
You have to understand right she's doing some sort of, you got a dip, putting it in her mouth at the same time. You got a dip.
You take your fries, dip it in your pocket.
Take your fries and dip them in your pocket.
Right, because you have your shot glass with ketchup
and you just
inside of your pocket.
Into your pocket.
Uh-huh.
Your shot glass.
Right.
Of ketchup.
Uh-huh.
Because Antoine,
you know,
when you're at the concerts, you are looking
for fries.
You're eating chicken tenders at the concert.
Uh-huh.
You're at Elmwood Park and your hands are full. Because
okay, you've got your drink
got my,
and you've
got
your
fries. I got all this stuff right here, but I want to carry my drink. I want my fries right there. You don't want to really make a mess. Just dip a fry into your pocket.
Okay.
I guess
this is great advice for creepy, disgusting men as well that want to go up to women and say, hey, baby, you want to dip your fry in my ketchup? Because you can thrust your pocket right
you
in their
can.
Direction.
And then she's like, what? He goes, no, really, I have ketchup right here in my pocket.
Yeah, but if you have a t-shirt pocket, one of those little pockets, and hold your shot glass.
A t-shirt pocket.
Yeah.
You're going to dip, going to hold ketchup in your boob, basically.
Yes, yeah. Because you those shirts. T-shirts, a plain T-shirt with a little pocket on it.
I just
put that
feel like
shot
this,
glass in there.
This is going to make a tremendous mess. There is no way this is going to stay clean.
Oh, it's going to work.
No, there's
Squeeze
no way.
Squeeze some barbecue in that shot glass.
And what happens
right
when
there.
You start dancing and you forget that you have barbecue sauce in your
Finish
pants?
Finish your food first.
Or you sit down or anything, like any movement.
Or may I please ask
Oh,
the
it would
question?
Work at the theater to have a T-shirt on and you got your little pocket. Put your sauce, maybe some nacho cheese dip.
It has its own compartment at the theater.
But
it's got a little thing.
If you're kind of, sneaking something in there. And you want to dip?
Okay,
don't do that.
You're missing the ultimate problem with all of this. Okay, fine. Maybe for some dude that wants to shove ketchup down his pants, good for you. Women's pockets don't hold anything.
Nothing.
They never hold anything.
Wear a shirt that does. If you plan on eating some fries, some nuggets, and you don't want to carry all that sauce,
it's just going to be another situation where, women, here, carry my purse. Here, carry my keys. Here, carry my ketchup shot glass.
Carry my shot glass.
Now Monica's thing hack is in my pocket.
Right. Literally. We tried to distance ourselves, and now she's sticking her thing hack in our pocket, Antoine.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
Oh, baby, it's Friday. In the house. March Madness.
Love it.
You're somebody, maybe today you've rearranged your schedule so you can be home this afternoon to watch the basketball.
Or maybe you just took the day off of work.
Or maybe you're just mailing it in at work. That happens too.
Yeah, that happened.
You know what? You don't need March Madness for that to happen, though. I think plenty of people, they could text in their fork you with exactly that. See, we're getting early fork yous in already. Who or what needs to be told? You can text in 52353. Kyle and Vinton says, fork you to customers. Do that speed walk to the door or car to avoid tipping. Gotta go. I'm in a big hurry. See. You know what? This is good. Because Monica gave us a ridiculous thing, heck.
She did.
Stupid.
As always.
Put your ketchup in a shot glass and stuff it in your pocket. This person says women could nestle the shot glass in their cleavage. They don't even need a pocket. Now, this is the most inviting dipping sauce ever. I like this. Dippin' Dots are the ice cream of the future. Well, this dipping sauce is the sauce of the future.
Cleavage pocket.
The condiment of the future. Big fit. I love a cleavage pocket. Fantastic. Let's see. A lot of stomach bug, fork you. Okay, good. That we don't need to hear that. Well, fork you to snitches at work.
Oh, they are the worst.
Because you know what snitches get, Antoine.
Ditches.
No, they get promotions at work usually. That's unfortunately, that's exactly what happens. Shout out to Dance Espanol. I had to go to Dance Espanol last night.
Ooh, like a dance class?
Well, my daughter does a dance production. So in the Roanoke City schools, some of the schools, there's this production called Dance Espanol.
Okay.
So the dance instructor, Mr. Pedro.
Ooh.
That's it. It's Mr. Pedro.
Mr.
There's
Pedro.
No other way to say it, and your arm must go out in some poise when you do this.
Pedro.
He goes to it's actually an awesome program because he's the Southwest Virginia ballet dancer and chief and head of all things ballet.
Okay.
And he goes to different schools and he works with the fourth graders and he teaches them all these different dances, and then they do this huge performance together. It's like 200 different kids, and then there's a lot of Mr. Pedro on Ooh. There as well. So that's what I was doing last night.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you practice at home, you and your daughter?
I do not.
You should.
I should practice dancing with her?
Yeah, like help her with her steps.
She does not want me to help her with her stuff. She's at that age now. I tried to help her with violin one day, and there's actually a fantastic picture of me holding the violin and her with a very angry look on her face because I won't give her violin back.
Oh.
I was trying to help.
You took over.
I was trying to help.
You took over, Zach.
Well, it was screechy, and I was trying to understand why it was so screechy. And she kept saying, no one's allowed to touch the violin except for me. I said, I understand why your teacher said that, but I'm your father. I'm allowed to touch the violin. No, you're not. I said, no, this is like your friends, like no one else. You're not supposed to give me the violin, kid.
She storms up the stairs.
I know. She was, yeah. So that's what happens when I try to help. So I don't try to help at all. But shout out to Mr. Pedro.
Mr. Pedro. I want to meet Mr. Pedro.
Mr. Pedro is spectacular. I'm going to tell you that right now. As someone who, my daughter's in the Nutcracker and all the different ballet stuff, so we have lots of interactions with Mr. Pedro. Everyone should live their best life like Mr. Pedro does.
I hear you.
No doubt about it. He was rocking a scarf last night. Were you? I mean, think about it that way.
Oh, that was impressive.
You should have done, if he was watching March Madness, which, by the way, I don't think he has time for, but if he was, he would do it in a scarf, some sort of ascot.
A team, or there'd be a team on there.
Yes, if he was rooting for a specific team, he would be all in UVA's colors, and he would have this nice orange ascot and everything. It would be fantastic.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Oh, it's a bad day for Kale.
Oh.
And not Kale, who's my son's friend in his first grade class. Mm-hmm. Not him.
Not him.
Kale the leaf.
Yes.
The leafy green. The superfood.
It's delicious.
I like kale. Though we have all been caught up in what was basically one of the most successful marketing campaigns of all time, Antoine. You do realize that, right? Because kale was nothing. 10 years ago, nobody knew anything about kale.
Never heard of it.
The kale people, there's a kale society, whatever it is, the farmers, they hired a marketing company to promote kale as a healthy superfood. This is where we are now. That's how this happened.
That's legit. It worked. Yeah. That's legit.
Well, Kale, congratulations. You are now number three on the list of the fruit and vegetables with the most pesticides on them. So
just cook them off.
I don't want to cook off the kale. I like cook a raw kale salad is delicious.
With anything, just cook everything off.
Yep. Kale has made the Dirty Dozen for the first time in 9 years. Kale's number three because it's so popular and everything.
Well,
it's delicious.
Yeah. Well, now there is a solution, Antoine. You buy the organic because that's the no pesticide situation that we have. But it's just, it's more expensive.
It is. I don't know if I like Brussels sprouts, organic.
Like, yeah. I would do organic everything if it wasn't so dang expensive.
I know.
That's the thing. The amount of money, you're like, I'll take my chance.
Yeah,
I know. So I pick and choose, but outside of that, Kale's a Dirty Dozen.
Number two
trending. You're going to make some extra money. But look no further than your own house. And I don't mean sell your house. Suppose you can make money off of that. The average American has $723 worth of junk that you could sell right now.
Yep. Of course.
I believe that.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a no-brainer. I know my garage, I have a bunch of stuff, things that we'd never even opened. You know, we want a grill or something. You remember I won a Father's Day prize?
Yeah, Antoine, Monica won a Father's Day grill.
I know.
She stole it away from
us. Steal it away.
Can you imagine the outrage if I won a Mother's Day spa gift basket or something? Because I filled it out and then I just kept it for myself.
It just so happened that I'm like, just toss my name in this hat. And I won.
Yeah.
Well, you also have multiple birth certificates. So maybe one of the birth certificates, the gender is different.
Yeah. That's right. That's what it is.
Maurice Brooks. Yeah. Congratulations.
Feel a little bit bad about my Father's Day. But it went to the father, Jared.
Really? I think we all know that we have this. Is there someone around here? What I need is someone to come into my house, take all the stuff, sell it all, and then they get a cut and I get a cut. That's really what I need.
There's people out there that do it.
Are there?
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
I'm sure there are in big cities,
mm-hmm.
but is there someone in Southwest Virginia that does that? Text in 52353. Let us know because I'm definitely interested in that situation.
Number one.
Chop trending. This, I think, is interesting as you're raising kids because it's been around for such a long time, but it continues to be beneficial. This new study shows that kids who watch Sesame Street when they're kids will grow up to have more success in school and work after that.
Huh.
I know.
I wonder what that's based. Was that based off of?
The fact that Sesame Street actually teaches you stuff. I think that might be what it is versus most every other show.
A few cartoons where I'm like, no, you can't watch. There's like one bunny cartoon where they don't even speak English. They're just like,
oh, I know the one you're talking about.
And I won't allow that because I can't deal.
Now I feel like a bad parent.
Why?
Because my son has never really watched Sesame Street at all. And
Zach.
I love Sesame Street.
Zach.
Yes. Antoine.
Sesame Street, that's...
I know, and I loved it too. It's not my fault, and here's why.
Uh-oh.
When my daughter was little, 2 years old, she used to watch Sesame Street.
Okay.
And then she had some sort of nightmare involving Big Bird. And I know this because one night, I walked into her room to say she was sleeping, and she lifted her little head up, and she went... scared of Sesame Street and went back to bed.
Oh,
I know. And then from that day forward, never again would watch the show. You figured they would forget after a time. But if you put Sesame Street on in the house, she would run screaming in the other direction. So then Sesame Street went away.
Well, try again.
And then I had another kid. Well, I have very little time to try again because it helps improve your school performance if they're exposed to it before the age of 7. My son turned 7 in 3 weeks. So we are going to have to binge watch some Sesame Street a lot in the house. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. You got to free it up for the weekend. You got to get rid of it. That is next on the K92 Morning Thing.
Fork you! Fork you!
Fork you! Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. And I can tell it's one of those weeks. I saw the enthusiasm in your face, Antoine. You were fork you and hard right there.
I have one. I have one in
you
my
do.
Soul.
Okay. Because you need to free it up for the weekend.
Yes.
You can't be holding on to all the bad stuff.
Nope.
And clearly... you're really holding on to one, so I'm going to go
fork
ahead
you!
And let you start.
All right.
Take it away.
I have a huge fork you to novice drivers in roundabouts.
Novice drivers in roundabouts?
Roundabouts.
Okay. Roundabouts, I think, in general, are a terrible idea.
Yes, they are.
But they're like entering double dutch, except with cars.
Uh-huh.
And it's so dangerous when people don't understand the concept.
And they've sort of been growing in popularity in this area lately. The little roundies. And
we have a new one over there by Virginia Western Community College.
And they put 17 of them over there. I actually feel like there should be a piece of cheese at the end of this maze because I feel like a mouse
in there.
And
you can tell when you can look at other drivers and you can see the confusion on their face.
Make eye contact before I jump in. I'm like, nope, you don't know what you're doing. I'm going to wait. But no, it's very stressful.
And it, just so you know, if you're in the roundy, you're in charge, okay? So if you're driving round, you're the one that has the right of way. Also, you should put your blinker on to let people know when you're getting out of the thing. And when you're pulling into the roundy, you got to wait.
Yes, and don't be in the roundy trying to be nice and let somebody else in.
No.
Yeah.
There is no place for nice in driving.
No.
I need to tell you that right now.
You gotta be kind of aggressive.
Yep. Stop being nice in this area. People are too nice and it's to a fault. And they'll always say, what? I'm being polite. You're actually making more problems. So cut it out.
Cause an accident.
Obey the traffic laws and a big old
fork you
to you. Monica Brooks.
Fork you to passwords. Too many passwords to keep up with.
I know.
Like I just keep logging into different accounts. I'm like, what password did I use for this one?
And there's too many rules now too.
Yeah, too many rules. I'm like, okay, is there a dot there? Underscore what? What did I do?
And
like,
now there's certain ones you're required to have a capital letter and then a funny symbol and then it must have minimum characters this. And of course, you know, they say the same stupid thing over and over again. Don't use the same password. Don't write it down and make it something that no one can remember. Well, how am I supposed to do
that? And
then
you always have to reset and then I'll set a new password and forget it. You know, okay, I just have to reset again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Monica, I had to get one, the DMV, I had to get a new one.
Oh, I remember.
12 character minimum.
Oh.
12. That's like a sentence.
Don't write it down.
Ooh, that'd be good. I'm going to start doing sentences like that. The DMV is the worst place on earth. #!! See? And then it'll
there
work
you go.
Out
perfect.
Great. Uh-huh.
Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told? You can text 52353. You can also call 774-9236. Toll free, 800-468-9236. As we lay it down here on the Thang.
Yes. Fork you!
You free it up for the weekend. I'm going to say fork you to the time-taking universe. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do.
How so?
Losing an hour, gaining an hour.
Oh, there's that. Yeah.
I'm trying to
get over that. That was like a week and a half ago.
But I'm still catching up from sleep from that.
What I'm mad about is when the universe finds out you have time, it takes it. That's what I'm talking about. The other day, I skipped a couple things in my day to give myself extra time to get everything done.
Smart plan.
I'm going to get it done. I'm ahead of schedule. So I go to the grocery store to get groceries. No wallet. Left my coat at work.
Yeah.
Fork Fork you!
Had to turn around and go back. That's a wasted half hour.
I actually did that yesterday.
See? The universe found out you had a half hour and said, no, we're going to take that. It's kind of like when you save $1,000 and then the universe says, cool, you're going to have $1,000 worth of home repairs.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere.
The universe loves even Steven, and I can't stand it. Let's say good morning to Paige. What up, Paige?
Hey.
Paige, go ahead. I'll let you.
Fork you!
There's a lot of rage in Paige, so go for it.
Yeah, I can't help but kick and scream this week. So my boyfriend and I were supposed to go on a carnival cruise.
Okay.
Last week, we drove 6 hours to Pennsylvania so my dad could watch our dogs.
Okay.
We're going to fly out of Pittsburgh, and our flight got canceled due to engine malfunction, which caused us to miss our cruise.
Oh, that's the worst.
No.
And we didn't get trip insurance.
So you missed the cruise, and that's, I mean, is Carnival, they're not, I don't think they care.
No, because we didn't get trip insurance, so we're screwed.
How long have you been planning the cruise?
Oh, since like last year.
Oh, my God, that sucks. I would have swam to Puerto Rico if I had to at that point. My God. Oh, well, you know what? I guess this is a testament to trip insurance. I think you have to do it on the big trips.
You have
to. You don't want to. It's like another 40, 50 bucks. And you
but
thought you'd...
What are the odds?
Huh? You know,
engine malfunction, what are the odds?
Yeah, I know. And that one, that's always flimsy, too, where they say, it's the deflammator. It's broken.
Do an oil change. Is that what happens? Is that
exactly.
what it needs?
Exactly. Get the guy out there, do oil change on it. You know what, Paige, hang on. I got to get you something. You have to have a prize to for having to deal with all of that. Let's get Whitney in here. Hi, Whitney.
Good morning.
All right, who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Whitney.
Fork you to people at the gym hogging machines, but not actually working out. They're on their phones, taking selfies, browsing the internet, just sitting there, just on their phone, where they could be in the locker room, and I can't get my workout.
I know. Or they could just be home. How about that? Just leave.
Yes, just stay home. Just go sit on your couch and get on your phone.
I used to, it used to drive me crazy when I go to more of a traditional gym. See, now Monica and I go to this gym, Counter Response, where there is no, you know, hey, I'm going to walk around, I'm going to do this. No, you go in, the instructor tells you what you do, and if you don't do it, he, you know, he pushes you down and punches you in the side of the head, that sort of thing, which is good.
that motivate.
Right. But what always drove me crazy are the talkers. You know what I'm talking about, Whitney.
Yes.
They just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, and their weight is sitting on the bench while they're talking and talking and talking. And you're just like, can you please with this? And I swear to God, they do one exercise, then they go home and like, yeah, I was at the gym for 2 hours.
Whitney, are you a patient waiter?
I try to be.
No, you don't have to be. No, get off the machine, people. That's what we're talking about. Awesome. Thank you, Whitney. Hang on 1 second. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. 52353. Oh, Kelly in Covington, this sucks. Getting subpoenaed to court on a Friday.
Ooh, that's a terrible Friday.
I thought courts didn't really work on Friday. Jeez. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. We did stuff around here this week.
We sure enough did.
Yes, we did. And that's what we do is we count them down on a Friday, the top moments of the week. Morning Thang, Monica, Zach, and now Antoine, his very first week.
This is my first completed week. Super.
How's it feel?
Feels great. I'm exhausted. Good. It feels great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The delirium sets in by the end. I was once told when I started mornings back in the day, before I'd even started, someone who had done it for a long time, they said, your job is 5 days a week. Why? Because if you did it for 6, you'd kill yourself.
Oh, gosh. Well,
and she was right. Very smart woman. She knew exactly what she was talking about. Now, Antoine officially joining the show, of course, is the top, top moment of the week.
Yes.
But,
number one.
I mean, we already know that. So we want to have 3 other things to count down instead.
Okay.
You're like God in the rankings. And then we'll go. Then it's Father, Son, Holy Ghost afterward. You know, that kind
of
thing.
There we go.
So top moments of the week as we count them down here on a Friday on the K92 Morning Thing. Monica and I share the same tiny little micro stress. We hate unpacking.
Can't do it.
We hate it. We can't do it. Don't want to do it. And what I've learned instead is I'm just not going to. I'm not going to unpack things anymore.
No, it's too hard.
Monica, I have 2 different trips in the last month that have a different suitcase that I have not unpacked. So now I have, it's going to be my new invention. Top clip number 3. I believe what I'm going to start doing, because this is what's happening right now, is I now just have travel outfits. So I'm just going to leave the suitcase packed all the time so I never have to pack again either.
Look at there.
Just take it with me.
But you have to do laundry.
Shut your mouth.
Okay.
Who asked you?
You have to do the laundry just for your travel case.
Shut up with logic. Who asked?
I gotta figure. Is there a way I can just steam clean the whole bag without doing anything to it? I feel like there is.
I don't think so. I think we have to unpack.
Then you know what we have here? The perfect invention. Thank you very much. Aww. That's what it is. I just need to invent that. Shoom. Self-cleaning suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we'll invent.
There you go.
Top clip number two. Y'all got to learn about my childhood pain of the worst and last sleepover I ever had in my life.
Pretty bad.
And it was just a nightmare because you were at that age as boys where it was, whoever falls asleep first, we're going to pee on him and kill him and punch him in the face and make him drink his own poop and everything.
Oh, God.
And then there was a pillow fight. That was organized by everyone. And the rules were, it was last man standing. So you were to hit each other as hard as you possibly could with the goal of knocking the person on the ground. And one of my friends who was a little cuckoo, he got hit with a pillow a few times too many and decided he was furious. So he flipped out and he started screaming and he starts jumping on another child and trying basically kill him and bite him and whatever was going on. And my mother comes down. And it was also the last time I've ever seen my mother call a bunch of 12-year-olds the F word. Because that's
what she had had it.
Oh, wow.
She had had it.
Last sleepover ever.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife don't even sleep in the same house anymore. That's how scarred I am on sleepovers. Top clip of the week. Monica Brooks. She's smart. She's powerful.
She is.
She's sexy.
She is.
Especially when she forgets to wear a shirt when she's coming to work.
I walked out of the house one day with my bra on and a jacket. Because I was so tired. It was like right after I had Hendrix. And I got in the car. And I said, something, it feels still like a little chilly.
It's breezy out here.
I just had my bra on, put a jacket on, and I hopped in the car. I had to go back in the house for a shirt before heading out. But that's how tired I was.
Well, Monica, as someone who supports you as a strong professional mother and woman, you don't have to go back for that shirt if you don't want to.
You don't have to go back.
That is all right. Freedom.
No need for a shirt.
Exactly. Shirts are stupid.
Yeah.
Who needs those things? What a week.
I know.
We add Antoine, we subtract shirts. That's there how we roll here on the K92 Morning Thang.
Good math.
We're going to celebrate with a special surprise here in a little while.
Okay.
A tasty, question mark, treat on the way, as well as a hot list. Friday Thang rolling. We're also 1 hour away-ish. From the awesome foursome, four throwback songs, all from the same great year of your life. Officially jumpstart your weekend right here on The Thang.
Get up and dance.
You're hearing Monica.
It relaxes your neck, and then you have your food tray.
Zach.
I trade you my peanut butter crackers. Come on.
And Antoine.
And you have multiple birth certificates, correct?
The K92 Morning Thang.
Thang in the house. Monica, Zach, Antoine. It's your Friday. So we officially kick off that weekend about an hour. Awesome foursome. Four throwback songs, all from the same great year of your life. At least one of them involves alcohol.
Oh, yes. Shucky Duck.
Really, don't they all, though? Ultimately, every pop song does.
Most of the best songs do.
Especially the throwback party songs. So we will start by Ur Buddy in the club doing something. Mm. And I think you know what I'm talking about. That's at 9 o'clock.
Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told? We got a bunch of great texts rolling in at 52353. Like Jess in Roanoke says, fork you to recurring nosebleeds.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Agreed. Fork you to the ninja mouse that was in my car this morning that made me almost wreck getting out of my car and screaming in the middle of the road at 5:30 a.m.
Couldn't imagine.
Oh, mouse in your car. You ever had a creature in your car, Antoine? Not a bug. Anything but a bug.
Oh, nope. Only bugs.
I know, me neither.
Only bugs.
I don't think I've ever even had a bee.
I've had a bee.
Okay.
It was a wasp, and I was driving on 81. 81 was almost shut down that day.
Yeah, you were almost shut down. You said, ah!
It was just...
That's the question is, how did the wasp get there where you didn't find out until that moment?
Until then. Not when I'm in the drive-thru, not when I'm sitting in the car.
Exactly.
Just when I'm going 85 miles per hour.
Speaking of the drive-thru, I got your back on this one, Chris. Fork you to people who don't know what they want when they go to the drive-thru and they just sit there saying, I don't know, give me a minute, And then what do they order? The number one. Yeah.
Let me get that, I don't even know.
I never understand that, especially with fast food. You know what they have. Who at McDonald's doesn't know at this point?
You knew what you were getting. That's why you went there, because you already had the taste for what you were getting.
Let me see. What do you guys have? The same thing they always have.
Chuck.
Enjoy.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Priyanka Chopra, you know her. She's married to the Jonas, Nick Jonas.
She is.
Yeah, well, she can't cook. And Zach, you said you don't like when someone announces that they can't cook.
Yep, I'm sorry. Priyanka, if you're listening, we are through. We will never be an item. You can never have me. You can't have this.
Yeah, well, she's 36. And she says, I don't know how to cook. And she does joke about the fact that she's a terrible wife because she can't cook, is what she says.
And it's just to fill everybody in, not everybody has to cook, but to just declare, I don't know how to cook. I think it's a cheap way out. It's a lazy way out. And because anyone can learn.
She told Nick, she said, you're marrying a girl that doesn't know. I can't make eggs. That's what she says.
See, if God can't make eggs.
I can't make eggs.
You can make an egg in the microwave. You want to make a scrambled egg? 53 seconds. There, you're done. I just made you an egg.
She can't do it.
Tap, tap, tap.
She can't boil.
Yeah. It's one of those things where I think you declare it because then it's easier. You don't have to deal with it. Again, I don't know how to do laundry. That ain't going to stand for no man on earth.
The expectation is
in
the table.
She is a gorgeous woman. Nick is like, oh, well, can't cook.
Well, you know.
I can hire someone.
They got people for that.
Yeah. Ain't nobody worried about it.
Exactly.
Be careful because Ariana Grande can give you a virus.
Oh, no.
A computer virus.
Oh,
because
okay.
There's lots of bootleg copies of her Thank You Next album going around. Uh-huh. And people are catching viruses on their computer.
Because they're trying to download
it.
Why?
So just don't ignore the warning.
This is one of those ones where if you're trying to illegally download an Ariana Grande or any other album right now, you kind of deserve the virus. Yeah. There is no need for this.
Yeah, they're trying to tell people, please be careful with your information and, you know, and doing all that business.
Did you see the whole thing with Ariana and the Seven Rings song about how much money she pays out for that song?
Yes.
No, I didn't hear
my God. It is amazing. So that song is originally, these are a few of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Rodgers and Hammerstein from all the way back in the day. So because you sample that or you use that line,
pay for it.
They're of course entitled to a percentage of the profits.
Right. Yep.
Do you know what they're entitled to?
How much?
90% of the profit.
90%.
90%. 9-0.
Wow.
Yeah.
They might as well just take it all.
I know. And really, what Ariana's people, they just knew that they had no choice. It was this or nothing.
The song's a hit.
So here, I have a mashup. You want to hear the mashup
of how they
sound exactly the same? All right, here we go. All right, you got your Ariana part. There it is. Cream colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. These are a few of my favorite things. There it is. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes. Who would have thought it turned me to a savage? And that is why it is 90%, because you've stolen the entire song.
I mean, but she had to make the song work.
Hey, 10% of that is better than nothing.
Yeah, and the publicity that comes along with the
song. She's not really hurt.
No.
No. I would take 10% of that any day of the week.
That was a nice remix.
Oh, thank you very much. Next up, a very tasty treat. Who's excited for their tasty treat that's sweeping the internet?
The last one I didn't love.
Who's a little bit nervous?
I am.
You should be. Let's see if it's any good. We'll find out next. What is? I haven't told them at all. Y'all have no idea what this is.
No hint? Nothing.
Drink. Milk.
Uh-huh.
Next. Who's ready for a tasty treat?
Not I.
No? Why not?
Because they haven't been tasty.
It's never going to be tasty for sure. It's going to be always a question mark attached to it.
This is the taste sensation that's sweeping the internet right now. I mean, we're always looking for new tastes, right?
Yeah.
You're excited for things like that. You're always looking to, I want to try new things. I want to taste new things.
That's true.
So you have to open your mind. You have to rip open your palate. And you have to be open-minded and ready to try today's tasty treat.
Okay.
And I haven't told anybody anything here, but this has been sweeping the internet, and I think this one has the potential to be good, despite the fact that most of the comments about it say it's disgusting. Looking,
oh boy.
But no one has actually tried it on this thing.
Oh, boy.
Let me present to you and everybody Milk Coke. Who's ready for Milk Coke?
Oh, my God.
Our intern, Olivia, just put her hand over her mouth.
Oh, my God. Are you serious right now?
Mm-hmm. Milk Coke, yes. I'm serious.
I've heard about it.
I am for
real. See, I was hoping for the Coke Orange, the new, like, Coke Orange mix. I was really excited for that, but Milk and Coke.
But at the same time, I think, if you enjoy, like, an ice cream float.
That's what I'm saying.
It's, like, kind of the same.
Oh,
thing.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Because people have ice cream and they pour root beer on it back in the day.
That's not the same as milk.
Well, ice cream.
Ice cream is milk.
Yeah, but ice cream has flavor. Milk don't have no flavor.
Milk don't have no flavor.
Not vanilla flavor.
Milk say, yo, I got flavor. What are you talking about?
It does have flavor, but it's a similar thing to ice cream float.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is.
I think it's going to be pretty good. I think it's going to have that ice cream float quality to it. Uh-huh. I'm going to start opening up the Coke right now, and hopefully it doesn't attack me.
It's going to fizz on you.
It always tries to fizz on me. See? This one, you're going to like this. Come with an open mind, Antoine.
I have an open mind.
Despite the fact that I've heard there's some sort of weird chemical reaction when you pour the milk and the Coke, where it kind of causes things to separate or weirdness or whatever. I don't know. It's all good. It ain't poison. So we're all going to try the milk Coke. I'm told it's 2/3 Coke, 1/3 milk.
I can't look at it. I'm just going to have to...
I'm told it has to be whole milk, so that's what I've done as I've gotten
this all. I never like to see milk curdle, like when it starts to curdle.
Gross.
I'm going to bird box this.
All right. As we get ready to try milk Coke, Monica Brooks, here's yours.
Okay. Looks like iced coffee.
It does. It has an iced coffee look to it. I'm telling you, I think it's going to have a root beer float quality to it, but with Coke, and people have Coke floats, too.
You smell nothing.
Is there not enough milk in this thing?
I think it's fine.
It's fine.
It's very milky.
There we go.
Okay.
It has a Coke and milkiness to it.
Like a tummy ache.
Like a tummy ache. Okay.
Yeah.
It tastes like the melted end of an ice cream float.
Yeah, that's
what I'm
thinking.
Yep. This milk Coke is not bad.
Well, that's what it is.
This milk Coke is decent.
I wouldn't have it all the time.
No, but it cuts the sweetness of the soda a little bit. I'm telling you, this is all right, Antoine.
I wouldn't have it ever again in life.
You're just a close-minded hate monger. That's what this is. Yep. People of the K92 Morning Thing listening audience, hate has won today. Thanks a lot, Antoine. Way to go.
All right.
Celebrate a Friday. Let's do this. Awesome foursome right around the corner, right at 9 o'clock. 4 throwback songs, all from the same great year of your life, right here on K92.
The K92 Morning Thing.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Potato,
potato.
Potato,
potato, potato.
You're going down, Antoine.
We'll see.
Is anyone, are you a Tony person? Have you ever been a Tony person at any point in your life?
No.
You were never Tony?
No, never.
Antoine, no one ever called you Tony.
Just Twan.
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 Yeah.
Like that.
Not.
No with, aunt?
No, never.
Never an aunt?
Never.
Never an aunt.
I've had friends try that, and I was like, no.
Okay, I've seen the look on his face. When you meet Antoine in person, don't call him aunt, because he didn't like it. Not a fan of that one.
Not a fan.
Would you pick Tony over aunt? What's up, Tony?
No, we'll go aunt. Tony's not even close.
No, but it's Antoine. You can be Tony like Tony, T-O-N-E, with a line over the top of it. Tony.
No, nope.
All right, fine, whatever. Nope. Still going to beat you in hot potato. Kristen, good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
Oh, my God, and your opponent hung up. So if you want to call 774-9236, 800-468-9236, you'll get to team up with somebody. Kristen, it's your choice, though. Would you like Zach or Antoine?
I'll go with Zach.
Okay, fantastic. Hang on 1 second. That means, Antoine, you'll be playing on behalf of somebody.
It's because you brought up Aunt and Tony. That's why she didn't pick me.
I scared them away because they know I'm going to win anyway. But if you want to call in, we'll find somebody if Antoine wins. But in the meantime, we're going to go back and forth in a category. I have the magic official K92 Morning Thang poop hat ready to roll with categories inside. We don't know what they are. Let's get our... Hi, who's this? What's your name?
John.
All right, John, hang on. You will team up with Antoine. So there, you're playing for John.
All right.
So me versus Antoine. I'll pull a category out of the hat, and then we will have 20 seconds to go back and forth in the category. Whoever's left holding the potato at the end of the round is the loser of the round. Are we ready?
I'm ready. Right. Best of three, right?
Yes, best of three.
Okay.
I will start since I was chosen first. Here we go. The category is dog breeds. Labrador.
Rottweiler.
Pitbull.
Chihuahua.
Basenji.
German Shepherd.
Poodle.
Bulldog.
Beagle.
Yorkie.
Kickapoo.
Greyhound.
Husky.
Doberman.
Rottweiler.
And I already said Rottweiler.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I led with that one. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man. That stunk. All right, that's a point for you, Antoine. Round two, you go ahead and pull out a category here as we try to win. Pressure's on me now.
All right.
All right. Go ahead. Category is?
The category is things kids say in a kid voice.
Okay. Go.
I don't want to go to bed.
I'm hungry.
I don't want to eat my vegetables.
I didn't mean it.
Come over and have a sleepover.
I don't want.
wake up.
My brother pulled my hair.
It's not fair.
Where's the fruit snacks?
I hate you.
I want to just stay up 5 more minutes.
You're being mean.
I saw a booby.
You got me on the time.
Oh, I had more. I was ready.
I'll accept I saw a movie, I suppose. I don't know. Flimsy at best.
They saw a movie that they were supposed to see.
Fine. That's fine. Whatever.
Sweep.
It was a sweep.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Oh, there's outrage. We're furious. We're mad.
We are?
We'd love to be mad about everything. And these people, I mean, these are some of the quotes. You cashed in on something you knew was growing and profitable. Very deceitful. You are simply a fraud. Fake news. Lies. You are morally bankrupt. A vegan was caught eating some fish.
The travesty,
I know.
What? Eating fish?
A vegan YouTuber has had to apologize to her 2 million fans.
2 million?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Because she was caught on camera eating a piece of fish.
I can't believe you eating that fish.
How dare she?
What's her name?
Yeah. Her name is Mud. That's what it is. You know what her name is? Steak Face.
Mm-hmm.
Steak Face Liar Pants.
Yep.
How dare you? Yovana Mendoza Aires, who goes by the name Ravana, because she's into the raw foods and the vegetarian stuff, and that's what she preaches on her YouTube channel. Some other YouTuber caught her eating fish.
Real. It's real out in these streets.
It's one of those ones where...
I mean, vegan life.
It's vegan life.
She went into a 33-minute apology video.
33 minutes?
But I believe it because, you know, Beyonce pushes the vegan life.
Oh,
and
that's
she even
true.
And she has people signing up to be like, vegan, whatever. Well, I mean, you know, teach your own, whatever works.
You do whatever the heck you want. You want to eat a piece of fish, fine. It's just when everybody gets all judgy. So that's probably what it was. It's probably talking about, well, you know, that's... It's horrible what they do to these fish and these other animals, and everyone should do raw lifestyle
like me.
And then
what we do to the fish?
Attack of the salmon, right, Monica?
Mm.
This should be interesting. Flat earthers. The people, they believe that the earth is flat.
They still exist.
Antoine, do you believe the earth is round?
I do, but the way you phrase it almost tricked me.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying if I believe the earth was flat. You almost got me.
Some people, I think they act like it's cool to decide that they're some kind of flat earther or whatever.
Conspiracy.
Yeah. Well, these flat earthers, they're planning, and man, I want to follow this. I hope they are live streaming this because they are going to plan an expedition to find the edge of the world.
Oh. The edge of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The flat earthers,
they say they're going to sail to Antarctica and find a frozen barrier that they believe marks the edge of our world.
So, okay, once you get there, then what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I guess. You know what you're going to do? You're going to throw stuff over the wall. That's human nature.
You have to.
There is no doubt about it.
That's the first thing I would do.
Yep. If they find this ice wall again, I want to see it. And I guarantee you that all of those characters from Game of Thrones are on the other side of it because that's how real this whole situation is.
Winter is coming.
One more as we blow our minds. And this one's going to hit home for Antoine in particular.
Oh.
Because this man had his life saved from an arrow by his iPhone. Thank you very much.
An iPhone.
iPhone saved his life. Antoine is a droid person. He's as good as dead around here.
Relax, everybody.
I can't. Man in Australia had his life saved by his phone. Stopped an arrow from hitting him in the heart.
Woo!
Whoa.
Some guy, I don't even know, there was an incident where an attacker came after him with a bow and arrow. This is in Australia, and Antoine fears Australia, because apparently there's just people wielding bows and arrows running around.
Robin Hood.
And he took out his phone to film this guy. And as he did, the guy shot the arrow at him, and it hit him right in the iPhone and saved his life.
It's like a movie.
Wow. Yeah.
Actually, let me say something to that. Let me retort.
Yes, go ahead.
He shot the iPhone, which says to me, iPhone users aren't about the moment. They want to record things.
Oh,
and so the bow and arrow person, Android people, we like to live our lives.
Uh-huh.
We live in our moment.
Yeah.
iPhone people deserve to get shot with bow and arrows.
Okay.
Well, maybe that guy had a droid. He's like, iPhone.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Samsung Galaxy 247 XL.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, Monica. You are so right on that situation. And fine, you live in the moment and we'll be at your funeral because you didn't pull out your phone to film it. So now you got shot with an arrow.
Jackson has just blown your mind.